And now we're joined on the line by Pat Sullivan. Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Good morning, good morning. Just going to get out of here now. Right. They're filled in sets and the screws going everywhere, so I could get a belt of a hammer.
Oh, well, all right, yeah, okay. Well, it's great to have live interviews so that you know that people are working on the play and that you're putting it all together, which is great.
great, yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, and now it's... Well, you see, if we don't work through the week here, and I mean... When I say work, we really do work. We're here till from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, getting the set up, painting and that. And these are all just friends of mine who help out.
Fair play to them, yeah. Because like, can I just say to our listeners that the play is called Touch and Go, and it's on the Sean O'Casey Theatre down in the East Wall, and it's on from October 20th to the 24th.
To the 24th.
Yeah, at 8 o'clock each evening, and. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, well, without ruining the whole plot of the play, just a rough idea, Pat, of what the play is about?
I can tell you. It's a rough idea of two lovely couples, and one couple's, Hillary's husband, has put on a bit of weight from all these lunches he's having, and his wife suggests he goes jogging, which he does. He takes up the jogging.
Very good.
And but as she thinks... But he's not. He's meeting his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
He's meeting a girlfriend for 2 hours.
Oh, very good.
In a flat, sharing a flat. His friend George and George's wife Jessica live just a few hundred yards away, and they use their flat.
Okay.
For the little liaison.
Liaison. Yeah. Okay.
Unknown to poor Jessica on the other side in the other flat. But anyway. The tables turn because the flat that George and Jessica own and Brian is using with his girlfriend, what Brian doesn't know is his friend George is having an affair in his wife's flat.
Okay, yeah.
You see, so it's kind of it's getting very complicated until it all comes out in the wash.
Right, right. And tell me, does he lose any weight spending the 2 hours with the other young one?
He actually doesn't, because God love him. You see, the girlfriend has decided to cook him a meal.
Oh.
Because she thinks it's romantic. He didn't come here to be fed.
Well, it's too early in the morning now to be talking. Yeah, okay, yeah.
of course, absolutely. But and then when he gets back after jogging, he has to eat it because he eats it in the girlfriend's flat.
Well, you'd have to be rude. Rude not to.
Of course, very rude. And when he comes back, his poor wife is, you must be ravenous after all that run. And she feeds him again and he has to eat it.
Oh, well, you'd have to.
So he's not really losing weight, is he?
No, and I suppose, no. Not really, but anyway, it's a comedy,
it's a comedy, and it's one of Derek Benfield's, he's an English author, and Derek Benfield was known for years and years and years. He was in Coronation Street, he was in Mrs. Bouquet, he was a comic himself,
right.
And it's very... Yes, it's not far. It's not as farcical as the Cooney plays, but it's a lovely, lovely, hilarious comedy.
A good night out, which is the main thing.
A very good, looking for belly laughs, just yes.
This is the one, okay.
And a beautiful theatre. Sean O'Casey is a beautiful
Yeah, it's
theater.
A lovely spot, yeah. It's very intimate as well, which is lovely, yeah.
It's very intimate, beautiful, no matter where you sit, you can see it's lovely and warm. Like, there's enough parking, there's tea and coffee. I'm nearly selling the Sean O'Casey.
But well, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of it. So it's on next week from the 20th to the 24th, and the tickets are...
Tickets are €12 and €10 concessions.
Right, and to get the bookings, you phone 01 if you're outside Dublin, and then it's 850-9000.
That's it. Or you can ring myself. You can even have a chat with me.
No problem.
On 087
677-3322. Right. Well, look, Pat, that sounds like a great night out. So if you want to have a good laugh, and of course if your better half wants to know what you might be doing when you're going out jogging, and get a few tips. Yeah, okay. Well, look, that sounds like a great idea.
Now we would be able to see all around the East Wall, we'll be able to see the husband and wives jogging together.
Yeah, I think that would be the next, yes, because there was a guy down there who was it on Operation Transformation, was it last year, 2 years ago? And, so obviously his wife would be at that now to make sure that, Not that I'm passing any aspersions on anybody, but you know what I mean. Yeah. So anyway, it's a couple's night out. You know, if you see a fella sitting on if you see a fella sitting there on his own taking notes, you know he's up to no good. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's looking for excuses.
And we've a lot of ladies clubs come to us, which is terrific, yeah. You know, and it's a great, the wonderful thing about it is you're at the end of the stairs at the theatre and you're listening to the people laugh. You know, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, there's nothing better, really.
Yeah,
I have to say, it is. Laughing is the best medicine of the lot.
Best medicine, absolutely. No matter what ailments you have, you don't even think about them for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we promise you a good laugh. We promise you a good laugh.
Well, that's the main thing. Well, look, Pat, the very best with it. And sure, I might pop down myself some night. And sure, we'll talk to you again. And thanks for taking the call. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye-bye.